The next question's about James Joyce was the first projectionist in Dublin. He went in and says, I'm out of here. This is stupid. Why should I go inside a building and see a movie of a tree when I can go outside and see a real tree? Then years later, Faulkner says, sometimes the best fiction is more true than journalism. Basic question here is, why do we have to recreate things in order to get them? Why do we have to go to a theater or a play to see people act out life? Why don't we just live life? But, you know, it implies to everything. Why do we have to have these art or literature or painting or whatever to... I'm sorry about that. I have no idea what happened. It might be these cheesy 99-cent phone cards I use. So, anyways, go ahead.
I think that for certain types of people, like myself, one has the most concrete experience of something if one processes it physically and then produces something as a result of this physical processing. So in other words, if one, to put it in the simplest terms, observes a tree and then draws the tree, the process of observing and drawing the tree is what heightens one's perception of the tree. If one were just looking at the tree but not actually trying to draw an accurate outline of the particular shape of the knot in the tree or what have you, then the attention to detail might not be as intense. But then there are other people who don't feel that need for that type of processing.
Right. No, that was good.
I don't think that what I just said is necessarily an argument in favor of either the Joyce quote or the Faulkner quote, because I think both of those positions are valid. I mean, I think that it's that the person who goes into the movie theater to watch the image of the film is in a different type of processing situation than they are if they were watching the tree, because what they're now processing is someone else's product of their own processing, which I think is a perfectly valid and wonderful thing to experience, but it's not the same thing, it's not the same experience, etc. And Faulkner's point is obviously the type of point that a writer is going to make. I mean, it validates their existence. It explains their personal motivation, etc. The thing about, obviously, fiction versus journalism, which is just a different form of fiction anyway, is that in the fiction, the author is very self-consciously trying to frame what they consider to be the essence of what they perceived is, and the journalist is doing the same thing. They have different sets of criteria as to what's allowable, although, of course, even that's determined by the nature of the publication that it's in, et cetera, et cetera.
Thanks.